This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alameen, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'd fa hadhihi laylatul jum'ah laylatun 'azimatun mubarakah yusannu fiha al-iktharu min as-salati ala sayyidi wa mawlaya rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walahum kulli 'amalin salih. This night of Jumu'ah, it's a blessed night. Barakallahu fik, this night increase your salah upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and every good deed that you can think of. Tomorrow, inshallah, Jumu'ah is at 2:30, just in case you had forgotten from last week. The 1:15 we don't do anymore, we do at 2:30. It's one khutbah, and it's at 2:30, inshallah ta'ala. The last, it's just we choose that timing because there's no other masajid that do that timing in the city. So it's just a service if for people who find themselves find it difficult to make it for Jumu'ah after work. So 2:30 is the timing that we do, inshallah ta'ala. And obviously, Ramadan is most likely going to be Thursday. So Wednesday night, we'll have our first night of Taraweeh. It'll be then Iqama, and then we go for Aisha. We give you 2 minutes for Sunnah, and then we go for 10 rak'ah, and then 3 witr, and we'll recite the Quran, inshallah ta'ala, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability within the 29 nights of Ramadan to come. The rest of the Ramadan program for us will be shared. Inshallah, we'll have a daily dars after Salat al-Fajr. The weekdays will be different than the weekends. Weekdays will be the attributes of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which is a series I inshallah hope you'll find very beneficial and enjoyable. And weekends, as I've always done for the last maybe 6 years or so, I usually choose a surah, and I cover them over Saturdays and Sundays throughout the month. And this year, inshallah, it's going to be with Fussilat. Inshallah, you'll find it also very beneficial. And there'll always be a dars before Taraweeh, before Isha. So Isha is what, going to be 9 o'clock probably next Wednesday, right? It's around 9 o'clock. So around 8:25 or something, I give a dars, and it'll be... This year, I'm going to just, you'll know exactly what verses we're reading every night. Like, I'll put them up. We'll start this verse, we end at that verse. And it's like clockwork, inshallah. And I'll talk about some of the key ayat that will be that will be recited throughout the night. So I'll tell you what verses are going to be recited, what the surahs are. Obviously, the first few nights, it's just Baqarah, so it's really simple. But I'll explain the themes, and then I'll talk about a chosen ayah or two or three, depending on the time, to share with you so that when you're reading, you have some context and you have something to look forward to as you're going along, inshallah, with the salah. And that will be the dars, inshallah, throughout the month, and hopefully you find that beneficial as well. After Asr every day, there'll be a Quran program, meaning there'll be some brothers here who are available if you want to learn to read, if you want to memorize and want someone to listen to you, if you just want to participate in a recitation, khatma or something, you can come from Asr basically until maybe half an hour before Maghrib, it'll run. And we'll have that almost every day throughout the month. The last 10 nights we'll talk about once we're closer to them, inshallah. Just as a quick reminder. And tomorrow after Maghrib, I do a Ramadan prep in Arabic, though. It's in Arabic. And then Saturday and Sunday are the second and third session of the Ramadan preparation series, and it'll be in English Saturday and Sunday, so you're welcome to show up for those as well. It's between Maghrib and Isha. What? For what? Yeah, so if people can just drop off their kids and go. No. So for Taraweeh, we will have, inshallah, we have the space over there, inshallah. So we may have an extra space during Ramadan. We may. It'll be up front. It doesn't matter. You can still pray behind us, even though you're ahead of us in terms of, it's not a problem. So we may have some extra space, but our limitation is actually not space as much as it is parking space. Like, we don't have a lot of parking space. So it would be very much appreciated if some people are coming that they carpool. And if you're actually going to make it here, like last year was the first couple of nights were too... Until now, they give me a hard time with the first 4 nights of Ramadan. It's like a year later, and they still talk to me about the first nights of Ramadan of last year. Like, because it was very difficult. There was a lot of a lot of people came in. There was not enough space inside or in the parking lot. So honestly, especially if some of your younger, your son or your daughter, and they're teenagers or they're high school or the university, they want to attend here, I want them to be here. I want them to learn and enjoy Ramadan. Try to make it earlier. Try to make it as early as you can. Like, if you come at 8:50, you're not going to find a spot. Like, 10 minutes, 15 minutes before, it's going to be. So consider coming to the beginning of the dars, or maybe mid-dars, you'll find something. You'll find, and try to carpool so that there's more, parking spots. Because really, it's parking space that we end up struggling with. There's just not enough space for everybody. So just something to think about, inshallah. We're looking forward to the month, honestly, with all the struggles, but we do look forward to it. We do love it. We do want to enjoy it with you, inshallah, and for us to all embrace their month together, and inshallah, be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a group and kind of embrace that spirit. But also, we have to kind of just keep in mind some limitations that we may have and how to kind of get around them. Yarwi al-Imam ibn Majah bi sanadin hasan fi sunanihi bi sanadin hasan an Anas ibn Malik qal dakhala Ramadan. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ. These are just Ramadan reminders, inshallah, just kind of as prep for Ramadan. The hadith is a collection of Imam Ibn Majah, has a reasonable chain of narration in terms of its authenticity. It's narrated to us by Anas, where he says Ramadan entered. So the Prophet alayhi salam, Ramadan came. So the Prophet alayhi salam stood up and said, "Inna hadha shahra qad hadarakum." This is what he said. "Inna hadha shahra qad hadarakum." This month indeed has come to you. Is now in your presence, or it's brought its presence to you. This is the part of the hadith that I love. Honestly, it's not even the continuation that has a lot of importance to it. It's just he said that. He said, "Inna hadha shahra qad hadarakum." This month indeed has come to your presence, has brought its presence to you. Meaning you're in the presence of something very important. You are now witnessing something that has a lot of status, that has a lot of benefit. It's very heavy. It's brought its presence to you. Now you're in its presence. So respect that, revere that, and treat that with the reverence that it deserves, because it's here, you're in its presence. So I think that just the fact that, just the presence of Ramadan, it's like Ramadan is an entity. You know, the way the Prophet ﷺ spoke of Ramadan, it's a live thing. You know, it's somebody you can speak to. It comes and it brings a presence with it when it comes. No other month does that. Like in Sha'ban, Hadar, I don't even know. Like Rabi' al-Awwal, Rabi' al-Thani. Like I don't even pay attention to Jumadas. I don't even know which one I'm in. Like it doesn't. And I'm not saying you should. It's not that important. But Ramadan is like it's alive. It comes and it has its presence and it's there. And you should notice its presence as it notices yours. And it's something very like it's an attachment to a period of time that I think is so profound in this meaning. قَالْ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ مَنْ حُرِمَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ وَلَا يُحْرَمُ خَيْرُهَا إِلَّا مَحْرُومٌ. And within it is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Anyone who is deprived the ajr, the reward of that night, has been deprived of all the good. فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ, has been deprived of all good things. وَلَا يُحْرَمُ خَيْرُهَا. And no one is deprived of the goodness, of the barakah, of the khayr of that night, illa mahroom, except someone who is truly deprived. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says, this person is deprived, he doesn't look at wealth, he doesn't look at disabilities, he looks at the ajr that they're losing, the fact that they did not get anything in Laylatul Qadr, that Laylatul Qadr came and left and they got nothing out of it. That is someone who is deprived, because it's so easy. Because it's so simple. It's 10 nights, just commit 10 nights and you're good. You're 100% going to get ajr Laylatul Qadr, because you are awake and you are praying during those nights. So don't just focus on one, please, I beg you. Please don't do the 27th dance. Please don't do this 27th jamboree. I know people, I love the 27th night. It's culturally very meaningful to me. I grew up in Syria. That was the night that, you know, the shiuch would come and there would be a little bit of a... But don't do that for your own sake, for your own sake of getting the ajr of Laylatul Qadr. Make sure that you attend and you commit yourself these full 10 nights. يروي الإمام ابن ماجه في سننه بسند حسن عن أنس بن مالك قال دخل رمضان فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم إن هذا الشهر قد حضركم فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر من حرمها فقد حرم الخير كله ولا يحرم خيرها إلا محروم صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك الله بحمدك شهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وصحبه وسلم جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم see you tomorrow إن شاء الله 2:30 is Jumu'ah إن شاء الله بارك الله فيكم